Well, we wanted to welcome to the studio a former Chicagoan, longtime resident of Chicago, and was there with George. In fact, coached George in high school swimming.
Hi, George.
No, she didn't.
It's Marge.
Oh.
Hey, George, it's Marge Schimdetler.
Yes,
remember me?
Only from our show. I've never seen you before a couple of years ago.
Remember I coached you on your swim team up in your hometown of Chicago that you deny?
Nope, don't remember.
Why do you deny us, George?
You seem like a nice woman, but I don't remember you coaching me.
Do you remember that big bottleneck next to where our swim squad would meet?
Our swim squad? No, I don't. No.
I do, and it was horrific. Of course, that's back when I was just on crutches, and it was really hard to get through there on crutches.
Yeah.
Have you ever owned a car?
I came by to wish you a very happy Thanksgiving, George.
Oh, that's nice.
And
happy
to tell you how proud I am of you and all of your accomplishments.
Well, that's very nice. I don't know how much I've accomplished, but
you're
thank
without
you.
A doubt my greatest success story.
Wow.
Thanks.
I've been trying to listen to your program every day.
Oh, thanks.
But my radio quit working in the 80s.
That's a long time ago.
Is your radio show the Ron Chapman?
No, it's not the Ron Chapman, no.
Tell me what it is again. I want to write it down on this vomit-stained receipt I found blowing down a sidewalk.
Well, get her a notepad
just
or
tell
something.
Her, yeah, here, I'll just write it down.
I have
we're the morning musers on the
to
ticket.
Write with.
What?
I have this nub of a pencil to write with.
Just remember, we're the morning
musers. Unfortunately, neither hand is really in operating order. So I have to scrawl it with my one good foot.
Jeez.
Could you tuck the pencil between the toes of the foot that's least discolored, George?
Oh, I'm not going to do that.
Well, could you write down your program name?
I've told you, it's the Morning Musers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is
on
that
the ticket.
Spelled the same as Ron Chapman?
Sure.
Not even close.
So, yes.
So the number of your dial is Ron Chapman.
No, it's 1310 AM and 96.7 FM.
George, I have good news.
She's not listening. Yes, what's that?
I've been contacting our old swim team, and we're getting the squad back together.
Wow, that's great for you, George.
Oh, great.
They all said yes.
Really?
Well, the ones I talked to did. About half of them are dead.
Well, I don't know about that. We're not that old.
We're getting older, George.
Yes, that's
but
true.
But anyway, we're going to get back together and train real hard to montage music and then win the Olympics.
Win the Olympics.
But we need our anchor.
I was never the anchor of
you
the swim team.
No, our beautiful dolphin.
No one ever called me
our
that.
Our sexy shark. We need you, George, please. You're the most natural swimmer I've ever seen.
What a compliment.
Non-George, you wouldn't believe what this boy was.
You can call me Craig.
It was unbelievable. This young man was built for swimming.
Mm-hmm.
The manner in which your large webbed hands dug into the water with authority.
I don't have webbed hands.
The ability of your dirigible-sized lungs to process every molecule of oxygen with unparalleled efficiency.
What?
The arousing way in which your large genitalia acted as a keel.
Arousing? Okay, look, this is just...
You're a champ!
This is weird.
Remember the time
no.
I got a few tumblers of wine in me at our end of season party and made a pass at you?
No, I don't remember
inappropriate.
That. Inappropriate. That's really inappropriate. That would have been
I just 13. Wanted to apologize for that. And tell you I now understand your reaction.
Well, I don't remember it, so don't worry about it.
I certainly had a lot of time to think about it during those 7 months my jaw was wired shut.
Oh, gosh.
You don't look, remember, George. You may have blocked it out.
I've never done something like that.
Don't
and no one
worry.
Ever...
Your violence was interpreted as love, as it should be.
That's just not right.
Do you mind if I come spend some time with you on Thanksgiving?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I would mind that because I don't know you. I think that's weird.
That's okay. I already have Thanksgiving plans.
Oh, okay. Well, good. What are you doing?
Well, like most Americans, I have family coming over to my place for food.
Nice.
Oh, good.
That's great.
The only real problem I run into there is that I don't have a place.
Oh.
Or a family.
Oh.
Two problems.
Or food.
Three problems.
I just wanted to say I appreciate your prayers. But a sandwich would be nice.
A sandwich,
George, rather than the prayer that
a sandwich,
I mentioned.
But
help her out.
I don't think that means you have to come over.
That's okay, George. I bet you're wondering why the back brace.
Yeah, what's going on there?
Funny story.
Funny.
A pack of pit bulls tore through my back in the Trinity River bottoms while I was scoping out a place to die. They didn't mean anything bad by it.
Yeah.
You know, there are no bad dogs, just bad owners.
Right.
I had to get myself to a hospital. Unfortunately, the only one I knew of was across the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge.
Stay off that bridge.
My chair was down to 10% charge.
Yeah.
I couldn't quite get up to highway speeds. And guess what happened?
What?
A City of Irving truck hit me going 60 miles per hour.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's terrible.
I found a pro bono lawyer, and we sued them. And yeah, we almost won the case.
Oh.
But at the last minute, they said they had to reallocate my $15 million to another lawsuit they're facing.
That must be Clock Boy. That's horrible.
So I'm SOL there. Meanwhile, the terrorist in the NASA shirt's going to get my money.
Okay.
I have to go, okay. George.
All right. Well, we'll see you later. Oh, she's backing up.
Bye, Marge.
There she goes. There goes Marge, the alleged swim coach. 8:47 on